Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out. And I think day before yesterday, we had a record day on the site. Thank you for those of you who went there. It wasn't a record day from a standpoint of total visitors, but from a standpoint of total pages viewed was a record. It was a lot of folks and a lot of pages viewed, and I appreciate that. I'm really glad to see that, because we work hard here to make all that capability available to you, and it really makes us feel good when it looks like you guys are taking advantage of it and using it to your advantage. And of course, it's all free. I mean, it's all right there for you. And there's not another site, I promise you folks, in cyberspace, there's not another site like ours. There's nobody else has ever done the kind of stuff we've done and made it available to you, in the kind of sheer numbers and the different ways, the multimedia way that we do. There's nothing else like it, especially when you consider that it's free. It's all you got to do is go and avail yourself of those resources. And also, don't forget, if you want to thank somebody, you can thank our corporate partners, because they help us make it available by helping us put all this information up for you and make it available to you 24/7 at your convenience. I want to continue our series, the Small Business Survival Course series that I've been working on. I've been doing two or three shows a week, segments a week on this. And this week we're kicking off the management fundamentals of the Small Business Survival Course. And today I want to talk about threats and opportunities. Here are three things that we know about threats and opportunities. First, they both represent change. Whether it's a threat or an opportunity, they both represent change. Something is going to change either way. So even if it's an opportunity, if things are going to change, that creates a little bit of a challenge, doesn't it? That's one thing that we know. Threats and opportunities both represent change. Two, when they first appear, they often look the same. Now, I want you to go back and think about the last opportunity that was presented to you. Or let me put it this way. Think about the last thing that happened in your business that turned out to be a good thing. It was a great thing to happen to you. How many times, when you think about those things, the first moment that it appeared to you, that it came into your awareness, it actually looked like a threat? That's the key. That's the interesting thing about all these things that you and I face every day. Some in the very beginning, it's hard to tell, maybe impossible to tell, whether it's a threat or an opportunity. And then number three, and this is how you find out how things turn out. Number three is which one they become, whether they become a threat or an opportunity, depends upon the manager, depends upon you. And if you think about it, how many times have you known of someone, some person, some friend of yours who's in business, who didn't handle something very well, and you found out that you'd been faced with the same thing and it turned out okay. And the only difference was the difference in the managers. And that's the truth, folks. A lot of times things come down the pike at you from the future. And when they get to you, they can turn left or they can turn right. And you can do that. You can turn them left or you can turn them right. You can turn them left and they become a threat. And they become dangerous and they become maybe even something that could take you down. Or you handled it differently. You handled it better. You handled it as a manager. you were able to see, you know what, this doesn't have to take me down. This actually could become a good thing because I accept the fact that either way it's going to be a change. So it's not like I can sit here and say, I'm going to stop the change from happening. I'm going to manage this so that no change happens. That probably isn't an option for you, folks. Think about that a little bit. When things come at you like this every day, not changing probably isn't an option. It's very likely not an option at all. So the question is what do you do? What are you going to do about this thing? This little, what I like to call a little bundle of excitement that drops on your desk in any given hour, let alone any given day. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to let it be a threat and let it be dangerous? Let it be a problem? Let it maybe even hurt you, take you down? Or are you going to turn it into an opportunity? And many times you get to decide. And all of this reminds me of something I call the small business success attitude. And I wrote this. This is in the banana book, by the way. The small business is like a bunch of banana books, the book that I wrote a few years ago. It's still available on the website, by the way. Here's the small business success attitude. And I know you've heard me say it before, but I think it's important to read again. And it fits perfectly with what we're talking about right now, threats and opportunities. I accept that my small, this is a little attitude that I want you to assume. And by the way, it's not only in the banana book, it's actually on the back flap of the banana book. Here's what I want you to think about. And I want you to make this, sort of make this pledge or take this attitude on yourself. I accept that my small business will face challenges every day. As I begin my day, I will assume the attitude that regardless of the number of challenges or the degree of difficulty, if my business is to survive, I must face each one. Therefore, I know that the only thing in question today is how well I will respond to challenges. And the future of my business may depend on the answer to that question. The answer to the question of how well will I respond to those challenges. Threats and opportunities, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is, either way, it's a challenge that you have to deal with because it represents change. And you've got to learn how to manage change. And as some of our change experts say, you've got to learn how to lead with change. And as I always say, you got to do all that without creating a casualty list. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with us. We skip the light fandango. Only you can to make all this world seem right. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and continuing our series on the Small Business Survival Course, talking about management issues. I want to move over now. I want to leave threats and opportunities now and move over to something that I think is the best thing that ever happened to small business. And if you've ever heard me speak to an audience, you know that I don't go very long without talking about this. I think this is one of the most important things that for small business owners to think about in the 21st century, and it's outsourcing. That's right. And if you think outsourcing is a bad thing, you've been watching too much Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs is dangerous. I promise you. His attitude about outsourcing is so one-sided, and it doesn't take into consideration. His discussion is not really part of the real world, folks. It's only about one-fifth of the whole story, and it leaves a lot to be desired. Outsourcing, folks, I'm going to say it again. Outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business, and here's why. Let me tell you what outsourcing is. Let me give you my definition of outsourcing. It's the process of integrating a strategic vendor into your operation in order to increase capability and efficiencies. And there are two kinds of outsourcing. There's the kind that you do for your business, where if you're a small business owner, you let somebody else do the payroll because you're not good at that. You let somebody else manage your humans, you know, help you with your employment policies and the interviewing, the early interviewing, the acquisition of employees. You do the final hiring, but somebody else does the early part of it for you, keeps you straight on the legal aspects, or maybe you let somebody else manage your website or whatever it may be. Things that are not your core competencies. Those are the internal things. That's one kind. Then there's the external kind. And that's the kind that thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, probably millions of small business owners are making their living doing external outsourcing. And what that means is they're doing things that they're good at for their customers who are not good at those things. When I said earlier that a small business would let somebody do their payroll for them, well, they're probably outsourcing that to a payroll small business, a small business that does payroll for a living, or whatever it might be, whatever the topic might be, whatever the task might be, internal and external. And I'm telling you, folks, if you ask me to say, what is it that's making small businesses so healthy and causing them to grow so fast and to have so much opportunity? What is causing, what is happening in the marketplace that's making it possible for so many people to start small businesses and actually have expectation of being successful? I would say it's outsourcing. And here's why. It's because of this little six-word question that's being asked. And the reason it may not be asked the way I'm asking it, because I've never heard anybody else say it this way. But and maybe the question isn't being asked, but it's just understood. But I'm saying to you, ask this question. Ask this question of yourself for internal purposes, and ask it of your customers for external purposes. And here's the question, and I want you to write this down, folks. It's going to be on the test. Must this task be done in-house? In-house is hyphenated, so that's six words. If you don't want to hyphenate it, it's seven words. I don't care. Must this task be done in-house? If you ask your own organization, you get your folks together and you say, okay, let's put all the things that we do in any given day, week, month on the board. Let's put it all up on a sheet of paper. Let's put it on the board. Let's write them all down, and let's separate. Let's first ask this question about each one of them. Must this task be done in-house? And this is how you find out what your core competencies really are. If you can't figure out any possible way that somebody else could do this, it probably would be something like calling on customers, for example. That would be one ship typically would be one sure thing, although I can think of people who have farmed that out too, believe it or not. But when you ask that question, must this task be done in-house, of everything that you do, you'll find out what your core competencies are, because the ones that say yeah, when you say yes to something, then that means if the task must be done in-house, the answer is yes. And that's internal now. Then anything that you said, no, this task doesn't have to be done in-house, that's something that could be farmed out. Try to find a way to farm it out. Give it to somebody else. Let them do it and pay them incrementally for what they do for you. I predict you'll save time. You'll have a lot less management worries, and it'll get the job done better, and you might even save money. Probably will save money. I know the opportunity will increase. Your opportunity, the chance for opportunity will increase. And then if you ask your customers, must this task be done in-house? When they say no, that's the answer. No, this doesn't have to be done in-house. That's a yes to you, ladies and gentlemen. That's them saying to you, yes, I possibly could let somebody else do this, and you're that person. So that's an opportunity for you, folks. If you practice the fundamentals, the management fundamentals we've talked about, success will come and play in your backyard, and you can write that on a rock. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back with our new friend, Angelo Amador with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk about immigration right after these messages, 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.